So, good afternoon. Dear markets, always a pleasure to welcome you here. We meet today to discuss Russia's attack in Leipzig. The German government has identified Russia as behind an attempt to attack cargo planes at Leipzig Halle Airport. Had this attack succeeded, this would have resulted in enormous damage and possibly even loss of life. So I want to be very clear about what this was. This was an attack using military-grade material carried out by Russian operatives on European Union soil. We will not tolerate it. We stand in full solidarity with Germany. And if the intention was to make us think twice about supporting Ukraine, I can tell you it has only strengthened my resolve. Intimidation will not work, and this is why I'm meeting with NATO's Secretary General today. We are united. Europe and NATO will not just maintain our pressure on Russia, we will increase it, and we will not stop. Not until Russia stops bombing and killing innocent children, men and women in Ukraine. Leipzig marks a new escalation on European Union soil, directly attributed to Russia. But it is part of a broader pattern of increasingly dangerous incidents, repeated incursions in our airspace, drones that paralyze our airports, interference with our critical infrastructure. Europeans are faced with the hard truth that this is the new normal. We have to step up. And that means being ready to respond to Russia's recklessness faster and better. We must treat our everyday infrastructure as frontline targets and protect them accordingly. And we will support any member state Russia targets. Europe has already rapid response teams which can respond to these style of attacks, whether they occur inside or outside our union. So our strength, our preparedness, and our resolve is our deterrence. We also do this by using the power of our single market. Our sanctions have weakened Russia's economy. We can use more sanctions and have them ready to impose as soon as such dangerous, life-threatening acts are attributed. Every loophole Russia exploits is one we must close. And in Ireland today, European Foreign Affairs ministers are discussing new listings. And at the Commission, we're looking at ways to cut deeper into Russia's war chest. My second point today regards our support for Ukraine. Today, I can confirm that we have received a new payment request. It is worth several billion euros and would cover Ukraine's air defenses, including the highly advanced PAC-3 Patriot air defense systems. Member states are currently looking at Ukraine's request, but I can say that it's going in the right direction. And at the same time, we in Europe are working on FRIAR with Ukraine. This is a European project to build our own anti-ballistic missile defenses. All of this is on top of the 90 billion euro support loan for Ukraine that is also already at work. Since June, we have issued 8.5 billion euros for drones and missiles for Ukraine from this loan, and this money would also buy fighter jets from European industry. Finally, my third point, we do all this together with NATO. Mark and I have repeatedly stood side by side to express this solidarity, and we do so today to show that Europe is united and that Europe must mobilize its defense surge even sooner. Air defenses are critical. We need a faster, more integrated alert system across Europe, and then we must intercept the threats faster. This is why we have put forward an 800 billion euro defense investment plan, including the 150 billion euro through SAFE, so we can invest more, but together and therefore smarter. Mark, last time we met was at the NATO summit in Turkey, where we discussed these topics. And as you said, the European Union and NATO reinforce each other. And today our message is very clear. We are in a new era of European security. European investment in defense strengthens NATO and re-energizes our industrial base. We will continue, we will prevail, and we will deter anyone who attacks our freedom and our security.
Thank you so much. And my short speech would be that I completely agree. But let me just make a few points. But basically, I could completely subscribe to what you just said. So, dear Ursula, it's great indeed to be here today. Thank you for hosting. And there is no shortage of issues on which NATO and the EU work together. And I'm grateful to you for the continued excellent cooperation. We last indeed, it was in Ankara in Turkey during the NATO summit, and the sentiment there was clear. Allies are united in their commitment to each other, to our collective defense. And we are clear-eyed about how important it is that we work together, including with the European Union, to ensure we have what we need to address the threats we face. That means investing more in defense, something allies committed to last year in The Hague, and a commitment that we have already seen come to life in the year since, with more than $139 billion extra in defense spending from European allies and Canada in 2025. That's huge, and the trend continues. That investment is needed to buy capabilities, but we need industry to step up, and here too we have seen incredible progress. And let me be clear, this is not just new factories or additional production lines, important as they are. It is also making cooperation between industry easier, both within Europe and across the whole of the alliance. That means creating opportunities for cooperation. It's about creating jobs and supporting our security. It's truly beneficial for all. Russia has grown increasingly reckless as they continue their terrible war against Ukraine. We have seen more drones and missiles crossing into our airspace along our eastern flank, creating increased risk. And we have also seen an increase in malign activities, targeting our territory directly. Whether it is fires set in factories producing defense equipment for Ukraine, or indeed the Russian hybrid attack in Leipzig. And yes, we stand in full solidarity with Germany, the whole alliance and the European Union. The examples are many. The dangers Russia poses are clear, and we are working around the clock to ensure that we are prepared to keep our people safe. If Russia thinks we will be divided by the threat, or if they think we will be deterred from supporting Ukraine, they are mistaken. Our unity is unshaken. Our support to Ukraine is clear. In Ankara, allies agreed to provide at least 70 billion euros to support Ukraine this year and the same next year. The EU loan is a crucial element of this support. And Ursula, I want to thank you for all you have done to advance this effort. And of course, the support continues, including indeed vital air defense that Ukraine needs. And thank you so much for what you said about air defense. So yes, there is a lot on our agenda, and I look forward to continuing the close cooperation between NATO and the European Union as we take this work forward, and also the close cooperation between the two of us, which is making it great fun.
Good.
Thank you.
Again.
Great.
Thank you. Come with me.
Come with you?
Yeah.